Hey everyone, it's Talia O, and I just want to welcome you guys to the first episode of Queers with Kids. My first guest is Miana Kintati, aka Miana DK. She's an LA resident and is also my business partner. We're going to get into a little bit of that later, but Miana, go ahead and introduce yourself to the people and just give everybody a rundown of who you are.
Hey, everybody. So like Talia said, and I want to thank her for even sharing this space with me. But my name is Miana DK, and I am 39. I'm an entrepreneur, and I want world peace. No, I'm joking. no, I just, you know, I'm a marijuana mama, and I am, I don't know, just doing my best to raise children that don't have to go to therapy because of my parenting. It's the main thing.
That's real.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, so obviously, the name of the podcast is Queers with Kids. So you have such an interesting story. So you're, well, I guess I have a question in a minute, but you, you know, you, I don't know how to say, I guess we're a late bloomer as far as the queer, you know, thing goes.
Oh,
you know,
good.
You started off
late
being,
in the game. Yes.
Yes. Like, you started off married, you know, to a man. You have three beautiful daughters. But if you don't mind opening up about that, like, you know, just taking us through that journey and then discovering new facets of your sexuality and how you present yourself.
Okay. Well, like she said, I definitely am new to this particular facet of life. I, you know, started off married very young. I got married at 19 to my best friend, and he was amazing. And we spent 10 amazing years married. That was cut short, though, because November 30th, 2010, all that changed for me. My husband passed away unexpectedly, all of a sudden, and changed the trajectory of my life, I guess I would say. I've never been the same. I don't think it's something that a person can just go back to being the way they were before that happened. And so, since he's passed, I've been raising our daughters. And it's been an interesting ride. It's not been pretty, but it's been interesting. And so later on, after he passed, I guess I would say a couple of years after he passed, almost three, definitely over two, that's when I, you know, dip my toe in the lady pond.
I thought I was the only person that said that.
And, you know, that happened all of a sudden. There were no
marijuana mama.
I'm sorry. a side note. I'm sorry. My friend just parked, and she's gonna be coming up soon. Okay, but anyway. Okay, so there were no prior premonitions for women. There were no, I mean, I guess if we look back, we can all point at certain things that may have led to the moment that we're in right now. But I can't think of anything overt in my life that I can say, oh, you know, that was always who you were, right? I've always presented, it's debatable. Some people say I present masculine. I think I've always been this way, so I don't know. But I've always presented, I guess I would say, not dainty. I'm not dainty. I'm not, I'm not a fairy, you know? Talia referred to one of my friends as a fairy, and I do think that that accurately describes her. That is, I am the exact opposite of that. But I am not what one would consider like a hard stud or anything like that either, you know? So I feel like I'm really sort of in the middle. But some would say that I lean to one side. I was married to a wonderful man for 10 years, the exact same way that I am right now. And there was never an issue with it. It did not become an issue until I started to, you know, play with women. And so I found that the way I present was a bigger deal in the gay community than it was when I was not in the gay community. But that's a conversation for another day as well.
That's so interesting.
Yeah.
But I'm not surprised.
Exactly. We are our harshest critics in the Black gay community. We are not kind to one another. But again, that's a conversation for another day. So now it's been about 8 years since I've had my first experience with a woman. 7 years since I've had my first experience. And, you know, I don't know where I am on the spectrum. I'm turned on by how it makes me feel. So I don't know where that leaves me. I mean, I don't accept just any old thing. You know what I'm saying? But in terms of what makes me tick, it got to feel good to me. It got to feel good to me energy-wise, chemistry-wise. It got to feel good to my soul. If it don't, then, you know, I don't have no room for it. Yeah. So that's kind of like how I got to where I am. And it's been very interesting having children through all of those things. I have three daughters, you know, and it's been interesting trying to navigate being a parent while also evolving as a woman and being fallible and emotional and making relationship decisions that ultimately affect them at the end of the day. Because they're okay if I'm okay. And if I'm not okay, they're not okay. So it's just, I don't know. It was a very interesting experience. It's interesting.
No, I can totally see how it's an interesting experience. I've been, back in May, I had my 10-year high school reunion. Mm-hmm. We didn't really have our reunion because of freaking COVID.
Right.
But, you know, I'm considering this time my 10-year reunion because it was the summer I went into college. So 10 years ago, you know, I had just graduated high school and, you know, I was really walking in my truth for the first time, you know, I was out or whatever. By the time I was 18, and you know, everyone knew that I liked, everyone always knew that I liked women growing up. But then when I had my son, it was like I popped up and had a son, and everybody was like, "What?" As if like I wasn't able to have a child. And it's like, you know, one thing that I love about you is that you're so not in the box of, you know, to put compartment of, you know, you're, I don't like when people feel like they have to check, you know, I'm this or I'm that.
It's right. Like that, I got to check that box to know where I fit. And my thing is, I think I've never fit inside the community because I'm not from the community. Like I don't desire to fit within a label. I don't. I don't desire to fly a flag. I don't. Not for this country and certainly not for anything else. You know, I'm an individual. And so I don't subscribe to gender norms either. I don't like that shit. can we cuss on this?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't like it. I understand that a person may feel like I may present masculine of center, but do not let that fool you into thinking that I'm going to be the quote unquote man of the relationship. Like, bitch, you open my door. I need you to open my door. I'm a lady. I need help. Like, why do you think that because I look good in a snapback or because I can wear basketball shorts and a t-shirt because that shit is comfortable for me, why do you think that that means now that I'm the man and that I have to fucking take all the groceries, that I have to take out the trash? I despise taking out the trash. I despise pumping gas. I don't like any of those two things. So listen, we can trade. I'll do the dishes. You do the bathroom. If I take out the trash, you're damn sure going to pump the gas and vice versa. But don't put me into a box because I don't like that. And just like I want you to open my door, I'll for sure open your door. Like, this has to be a give and take kind of thing, an ebb and flow kind of thing. Like, you can't. Why do we do that to our women in the Black community? That's only the Black community that forces their women to be men or to act like men. Like, that shit is so dead to me. Like, you don't see that in any other community. In the white community, you can see two butch women together just loving each other and being regular. Or mm-hmm. two femme women. Or if you're in the Latino community, you'll see two butch women with they hair pulled back and they love each other and nobody says shit. But when it's the Black community, though, they want that woman that's butch. They want her to act like a man, or that's what they expect. Or they expect her to, like, do certain things because that's what studs do. Like, stud is a Black ass term. They don't use stud nowhere else.
Right.
And it's like, I'm not saying that we got to do what everybody else do, but I'm saying that we got to recognize when the shit that we do is toxic. It's very toxic to stud women and women that present masculine to make them feel like they have to act like something that they're not, because they then go to try to change themselves to be more acceptable to feminine women. And why? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Let me not get off on a tangent. I'm sorry, but I just don't like that kind of shit. I think it's very intrusive to the Black community, and I think it's stifling to our women that present masculine. And I don't respect that shit.
Absolutely.
But, yeah.
I agree. Yeah, quit putting niggas in, or let me stop saying that. Stop putting people in boxes, y'all.
Right.
Like, right. Just mind your business.
Stay in your lane and allow people to stay in their lanes. Allow people to be in the lane that they want to be in without nobody should have a fear of judgment because they like to dress a certain way. Like, I shouldn't have to feel like, well, fuck, I know that if I wear this basketball shorts and t-shirt and these J's out, that I'm going to get a bunch of women that feel like they looking at me and sizing me up, like if I'm going to be able to strap them up real good. Like, I don't want, like, you understand what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, and it's misogynistic in the lesbian community. It's misogynistic as fuck. And it mostly comes from the femmes. Not that it don't come from studs. It do. But I'm saying it'd be the femmes with these unrealistic ass expectations. Do you understand what I'm saying?
There's such a trickle down with misogyny. Like, that's, it's just, men are such a problem.
and women who strive to carry that essence are a problem as well.
Yeah. It's like,
we're
kind of, you know, conditioned to behave that way as little girls. And, you know, that's something that I've had to, like, unlearn.
Correct.
And kind of relearn over the years and really, you know, really assess how I really feel and what I really think and what I really believe.
That's important.
Yeah.
It's important. It's about self-love. We're definitely not taught to love ourselves. We're not. Not from a child, okay?
Yeah.
Black girls are taught to grow up and not need a man. White girls are taught to be the damsel in distress. But all boys are taught to rescue the damsel in distress, black, white, or indifferent. So men are being taught that women are helpless and docile and can't do shit for themselves. So then when they come across a black woman who ain't that, it's like, why are you so strong? Or why are you so this? Or why are you so that? And then the first time a dumbass person, you know, dumbass woman, you know, acting docile come along, here come these dudes feeling like they got to be Captain Save-A-Ho. You know what I'm saying? But it's because they were born and raised to rescue the damsel in distress. So we have to understand that process. All boys are taught to be chivalrous. All of them. And all white girls and others are taught to need chivalrous men. But black girls are taught that men ain't shit. Black girls are taught all men cheat. Black girls are taught boys will be boys. And black girls are taught you better be able to get it on your own. Y'all don't see the disconnect there? Y'all raising us up to not have what we need.
That's deep.
I don't know. And then it's hard to navigate parenting in this situation because you don't want to put your shit on your children. You are, as a parent, you are forced to work harder if you want to be a good parent, because you have to work to navigate through your shit because it's your shit, right? Heal. It's consistently be on a healing process. Like every day should be a process of healing so that when these things come up with your children, undeniably, they're going to come up, right?
Yeah.
When you're giving them advice on how to navigate through life, you don't want that shit being filtered through your shit that's unhealed. Do you understand what I'm saying? You want to heal, so when you're giving them advice to navigate through life, it's for their benefit. It's the best thing for them, not I'm telling them how to be strong because men ain't shit. No, you're not parenting them. You're teaching them through your hurt. So if you want to be a good parent, you have to heal and be in a constant process of getting better so that when you are parenting your children, you're doing it like from an open space that is not crowded with junk. So it's so hard to navigate through these times, you know.
So when you started to date women, what did your children think? And what did they say?
It was a couple of years before they knew. And this generation is different from us. They didn't care. You know what I mean? They were like, oh, okay. You know, obviously they had the women that they liked and the women that they didn't like, you know. Not that there have been a lot of women, I'm just saying, in general. But they were very accepting because this generation is much more open and progressive and advanced than we were. So that's certain great. Things that are a thing for us are not for them.
I can just, you know, that's good that you had that welcoming reaction, you know, your loved ones, because not very many of us get to have support right out of the gate. That's
beautiful. But I mean, we're only talking about my kids because nothing else matters, you know. Like, it'd be different if I was a younger kid, like if I was a teenager or a person that still lived at home with my parents, then it would be a different situation. I thank God that I'm not in that situation. But and you know what? It would have been tough for me if my kids would have been like, Mom, I don't like that, or no, that would have been tough for me. So yeah, I'm grateful, you know, not because I care, because I don't care what anyone thinks, but my children's opinion of me matters, and how they feel about me mattered to me very much, you know. And so because I'm their first example of what it is to be a woman. I'm their first example of what a successful woman or an unsuccessful woman will look like. And so it matters to me what they see when they look at me.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's beautiful. So in terms of, you know, creating legacy for your children, I want you to tell everyone about your brand, This Morning's Cup. Because, you know, everything we're doing for our children. And this is a really big, you know, shift in the right direction for you.
Yeah.
You know, you just launched the other day.
Yes.
So tell everyone about how This Morning's Cup came to fruition and kind of your vision for the next 5 years with the brand.
Okay. How did This Morning's Cup come to fruition? Well, like I said, I'm a marijuana mama, right? I love cannabis, not just the tree, but I love the medicinal purposes as well. The healing properties, they just simply are what they are, you know, whether we like it or we don't, you know. And so I love everything about it. And I came across a manufacturer that had some stuff going on that I couldn't turn away from. And I says, okay, I love coffee. This Morning's Cup Instagram page started as a page that was about coffee and creamers. I used to, you know, review coffee creamers because I love to try the new coffee creamers and things like that. And I talked about politics and I talk about emotional intelligence and self-awareness and things that are not popular, okay? I talk about the things that force us to grow as people. So, you know, naturally, I have like 1,000 followers. Now, I'm sure if I was talking about pop culture or something like that, it would be different. But because you're talking about the things that force us to examine ourselves as people, that stuff is not going to grow. You know, it's not going to grow quickly, I should say. I also talk about politics. I love politics. If I would have known 10 years ago that I was going to love politics as much as I do, certain things might have gone different in my life. Certain things that popped off between 2013 to 2000, you know, maybe 16, maybe wouldn't have popped off. But they did. And so now I won't be going into politics. But listen, I love it. I love to talk about it. I love to dissect it. I love to, I have my positions. I have the ways that I feel on it. But I love a good, healthy debate with someone who doesn't feel like I do. And so I talk about politics quite a bit. And I always do it with something that I'm smoking or something that I'm drinking. And so the coffee was natural. You know, cannabis infused coffee. Who, first of all, who's doing that? No one. Me. Right.
You.
this will be for, you know, the professional that's on the go that, you know, they can't smoke tree at work. They don't want to smell like weed. So, you know, you can add this to your regular coffee. It tastes just like your coffee. It won't have a cannabis taste. And it's also for the person that's staying at home on a Saturday. You know, you might want to go ahead and go with a bigger dosage so that you can feel, you know, a little some and relax in the morning, you know. And then it's also for the wake and bake in the evening. You know, you can use it for all of the things. It's a hybrid. The weed is a hybrid that's added to it. It's an Ethiopian bean with little, you know, notes of chocolate. It's a medium roast. And I think personally that you'll really, really enjoy it. There's the coffee and then there's the coffee cake. This morning's Nosh. It's a coffee cake that's going to remind you of, you know, either the holidays or elementary school. You know how that old school coffee cake tastes. It also is infused. The thing that's going to set us apart is not just the coffee, but the fact that there's no cannabis taste. So you have to, you know, make sure that you're not overdoing it. You know, you could really mess yourself up. But if you keep in mind that, you know, hey, this is infused, guys, you can really enjoy your morning. So, and I'm really, really proud of it. And the last thing is this morning's process. It's a candle that I custom curated with a wonderful candle maker out of Atlanta, Georgia. And so we've got that custom scent going on. And so it just really becomes a whole vibe in a box. You have the coffee, you have the coffee cake, you have the candle. You light that candle, you have you a cup of Joe and some coffee cake, and you put on my lo-fi playlist over on Spotify, and it just becomes a whole entire vibe. And you begin to do exactly what I do when I want to rest. So it's almost like you stepping into my world just for 2 seconds. You drinking what I drink, you're eating what I eat, you're listening to what I listen to, and you're smelling what I'm smelling. And so I think it becomes beneficial to the customer, just to get to know me a little bit better. And you're gonna be high. No, high, guys.
Super high.
Yes.
The coffee cake is good as fuck.
And I thank you.
Yeah, so y'all make sure y'all go to MianaDK.com/, is it shop?
TMC Shop.
TMC shop.
Check me out, guys. I ship on Tuesdays and Fridays. Right now, we are operating in California. That is where it is legal. But please feel free to go ahead and email me with any questions or concerns over at MianaDK.com. Or you can hit Talia, or you can hit me on Instagram in my DM, and we can go from there.
Yay.
I'm so happy that you had me today. I'm so happy that you had me on. I appreciate you taking the time to talk
You're
to me and
welcome.
letting me talk to your people.
You're welcome. This is gonna be great. Breaking in the podcast. I can't wait to, just grow this. There are so many people like us with different stories, and I need the world to see a different type of person
Right.
that is not, everybody isn't used to seeing.
Right. I'm
So,
definitely the person you're not used to seeing. So, hey, y'all.
yeah. Hey. Well, thank you for joining me today, and thank you all for listening. For more info and for the upload, y'all can head over to my IGTV at The Closet Ratchet on Instagram. I'll probably put this on SoundCloud too, or
Okay.
SoundCloud. But yeah, thank y'all for tuning in. Until next time, bye.